2. Meal floor. You are on the meal floor, the control room for the mill. From here, sacks of grain arriving from farms by cart were hoisted to the top of the building using the sack hoist driven by the south water wheel. From this floor, the miller controlled the 2 sluice gates under the building. Turning the spoked hand wheel raised the paddle at the bottom of the sluice gate. This allowed water to surge from the mill pond, turning the mill wheels and powering the milling process. Each water wheel drove a series of shafts, gears and wheels, which in turn transferred the power to turn the millstones on the floor above. 4 chutes. Near the open doors overlooking the water, you will see 4 chutes. After the grain was ground on the floor above, the flour grading machine separated the fine white flour from the coarse bran. The different grades of flour and bran then travelled down these chutes into the waiting sacks. Once filled, the sacks were hoisted back up to the garner floor, the top level of the mill, for storage. From this floor, the miller could also control what was happening on the stone floor above, where grain was milled into meal. On one chute is a twist peg. The miller could adjust this to alter the rate that grain was fed into the milling stones on the floor above, changing how finely the flour was milled. The miller was often covered in dust and flour. They breathed it in too. A condition called miller's lung was caused by breathing in grain dust contaminated with the wheat weevil and resulted in inflammation of the lungs. Over years, it could lead to respiratory failure. The next stage of the milling process will be described on the stone floor above.